Yeah, how do I sound, Mr. Wayne? The level's correct. I'm just trying to keep it kosher. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo, check this out. Driving around town, top down, black Benzo. Of course, I'm blasting my HD radio. Monday through Friday, 8 to 11. My dial's locked on that hot talk station. Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. OG Valley Stud repping 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. At 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man. Hey, Jerry, cue up that big red mic. Make it hot. Let the Stud start the show.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And joining me, because every Tuesday is See You Next Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Phillips. How are you?
Do not be rude, you a-hole. You think I don't know what that means?
We're not even a minute in. No, but every Tuesday we have a nice chicken here.
Yeah, you just like saying see you next Tuesday.
Get out of here. All right, everybody. If you can't tell, I'm a little depressed today.
You don't sound depressed
at all.
No,
I'm a little down. I don't know how to do this, and I don't like doing it. But occasionally guys have to do this, and it's real uncomfortable. But I've got to break up with a dude.
What?
Yeah. I got to break up with a friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like a close friend?
Jerry, please. Yeah, I've known this guy for about 12 years or so.
You guys ever lived together?
No, we never lived together.
Well, that's good.
No.
That's good.
But it's just, you know, when I'm pretty high tolerance. I have a pretty high tolerance for crap in my life. And when somebody is constantly needy and insecure and into drama, and they sort of fall into that daily pattern of when their phone number, when they call you on their cell phone, here's a good indication it's over.
I was going to say, you're talking about like half my friends.
Yeah, you like never answer. You look at it and go, uh-oh, I'm not answering that one.
You know what's going to happen when you do. It's going to be major drama, right?
Well, yeah, it's going to be major. It's going to be a major, you know, phone call. And I understand it from chicks. Like, when you call, I know it's going to be an hour.
What?
And that's Sammy.
I've tried to tone it down for you. I really have.
That's absolutely true. You have.
I keep it under 2 minutes. I really do. And the emails, notice that last week I said you're like a really long one, and you wrote me back one line, and I wrote you back one line.
Right.
I took your lead.
One line. It's
yeah,
the way to go.
I took your lead,
yeah,
buddy.
One line. You could say it all in one line.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm sure a lot of guys have to do this too, you know. Because, again, I'm just not the go-to guy for drama. Like, Malibu Dan used to work at this station, and he would have his ear to the ground about everything that's going on at the station, right? And he would occasionally say to me, he goes, hey, Conway, he goes, you want to know what the latest station gossip is?
I said,
you know, I really don't, but I know there's plenty of chicks who work here. I'd love to hear that. So search for them and tell them. But please, don't lay it on me. It doesn't matter. I don't like the gossipy. I don't like the high school aspect of work or relationships. Like, did you hear what so-and-so said about so-and-so?
Now, do you have guy friends that really, like, put upon you for favors and stuff?
Not really.
So it's just lending an ear.
No, it's just a lot of lying and craziness, a lot of drama, and everything is heavy, you know? Like, when a guy calls another guy, it shouldn't be a heavy conversation unless his dad was wiped out.
Right, right.
Right? Or he lost a dog. Or he lost his
mother?
His mom.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy.
But a guy called me up the other day and he said his wife was leaving him. And I said, Babu, you know, I'll chit-chat with you for a while here about this, but I'm not the go-to guy here.
Wow, you're so insensitive.
It's not insensitive.
No, it is.
I just don't have, I feel like I don't have anything to offer them.
An ear. Sometimes people just want you to listen.
Yeah, but I'm not really that great at giving out, you know, advice. And
dude, you're a radio host. Clearly, you're good at
That's not true.
That is true.
I don't give out much advice. My advice is just...
You just heckle.
Nah, my advice is just, you know, listen, enjoy your life. You're going to be here for 75 short years. They're going to put you in a box, and you're going to rot away. So have a, you know, decent time while you're here. But I don't know how, you know, to talk to a guy about how his wife left him, what should he do? Because I give out the worst advice. Like, he calls me up and he says, hey, my wife left me and she took the two kids.
Oh.
Right? And he's like bordering on crying. And I said, all right,
dude. You didn't have any good advice for that?
You know, I said to him, I said, dude, you just hit a grand slam. She left. And she took the kids. I mean, you should be on MySpace and Facebook and MyBooks and Spacebooks, all kinds of crap on the internet, you know, looking for other chicks.
Doing a dance.
Yeah. You got yourself. I mean, listen, I told him this. I said, you're in jail and the warden and the other inmates just left. It's a home run.
You couldn't be in a better position. It's basically what you're saying. No,
and
you know, why couldn't
he started crying. He goes, dude, he goes, clearly you're not the guy to talk to about this. I'm going to, you know, try somebody else. And I said, I'm sorry. I said, you know, that's just my advice.
Now, have you ever tried when this guy calls? I don't know how often he has issues with his wife, but have you ever tried like, hey, buddy, I'm real sorry, but I'm a little busy. Can you call back? Like, have you tried deflection?
Yeah, but that doesn't work. They can see through that. But I don't understand how somebody thinks that I'm the go-to guy.
Well, you're wise.
I'm not wise at all. Luckiest man on the planet. So I've got to now break up with this dude, right?
Like for good?
Yeah, I think it's enough because it's been a couple years of craziness.
And you don't ever want to speak to him again?
I think I'd like to try that.
Wow. Now, have you ever broken up with a guy friend before?
No, I usually just ignore him.
That's what I said earlier.
And then they stop calling.
Yeah, see?
But I don't like to do that because then you're tortured by these guys.
Yeah, it's true. You feel kind of guilty, too, don't you? A little.
A little guilty, but I also angry. But I had a guy who, about 7 or 8 years ago, I stopped talking to because he was just a pain in the ass. And his wife ended up writing me a personal letter saying, hey, you guys used to be good friends. What happened? I'm like, oh, baboo.
Wow.
Now I'm getting the wife involved.
Now, did he put her up to it?
I don't know. I don't know who made her write that.
Maybe she had an issue with him and wanted to know if it was the same issue you had with him.
I don't know, but I said, hasta luego.
Wow.
Baby. I'm out of here. I don't deal well with that at all. I really don't. I don't deal well with the drama and the highs and lows and people who are, you know, constantly in your business.
But can't you just put a boundary up and say, hey, buddy, look, I'm here for you. I'm not good with the advice. If you want to go watch a game together.
I think you got to shut it down. Because the moment you realize that one of your friends is a woman, then you've got to shut it down.
Okay, so basically you're calling your guy friend a chick.
100%.
Wow.
And as soon as I don't mind, you know, gay guys are gay guys, and they're, you know, they're just like me, but they're just into the stick, right? But I'm not talking about those guys. I'm talking about heterosexual guys who are women.
Right. They're a little bit more sensitive. They have feelings.
Yeah.
They're in touch with them.
And then you have to watch what you write them because they get offended easily. Some guys are out there like that.
That's chick behavior.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
I'm not going to tell you who this is. And if by the way, if this guy's listening right now, and this is a different guy, if this guy's listening right now and you call me on this by either email or phone, the story I'm about to tell, if you call me on this right now, I'll out who you are tomorrow.
Ooh.
All right. So take a powder here. I'm going to tell the story of a guy who I think did a real douchebag thing. And then I'm not going to tell you his name, but if he calls me up on the, you know, at home or emails me and says, hey, that was me you were talking about last night, then tomorrow night I'll tell you who it was.
Ooh, okay.
But there's a guy who I invited to a party, right? There was going to be a big poker tournament. And I said to the guy, I said, hey, you want to come to this poker tournament? And the guy said, yeah, I'll be there on a Saturday night because we're looking for an extra player.
Gotcha.
And then I talked to the guy who runs the, you know, who owns the house and runs the game. And he said, oh, by the way, we already found somebody. Can you tell your friend maybe next week? I said, all right, no problem. So I call him up. Or I emailed him. I go, hey, dude, it's not going to work out this Saturday. Maybe next week. Right. Now, if I get that email, I'm like, no problem.
Couldn't you have found like another person and made it even?
No, because there's he runs one table.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And there's eight people.
You can't have
9 people because then one idiot's standing there watching TV.
Yeah, gotcha.
And he's always hovering and you're always thinking, well, that guy should sit down.
What about 10 people? Is that too many people?
Yeah, it's too many people.
Okay, gotcha.
So we had 8 people in this game And so I emailed the guy. I go, hey, dude, it's not going to work out. Maybe next weekend. And he emails me back on, thanks for disinviting me. I guess it won't come. I guess it won't be there this Saturday. Thanks Fantastic. For the invite and then disinviting me. I'm like, oh, Babu.
He sounds Jesus sensitive. Christ.
Yeah, real sensitive. And
it's like you hit a nerve.
Like them sensitive dudes.
Wow.
That's my Indian talk, by the way. But I don't like sensitive guys. I barely can tolerate sensitive
Maybe he
women.
Was just being funny.
Nah, he's a sensitive guy. He's like one of those, you know, guys you need to hold on to, you know.
So this was the proverbial straw that broke your camel back.
Yes, but I can't believe, you know, and this only happens in Southern California. You know, I spent a lot of time in Cleveland, and I spent a lot of time in Bowling Green, Detroit, Michigan, Canada.
Oregon?
Yeah, and up in Toronto, some time in Oregon. I never see this happen outside of L.A. I never see, like, emotional guys and guys who are needy outside of Southern California. I never see it. I never hear of it. Nothing.
What do you think it is about L.A.?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. But heterosexual men in Los Angeles and in Southern California, a lot of them are real needy dudes. And I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's...
Is it an age thing? Like they're younger dudes and when they grow up, they grow out of it?
No, you know what it is? I think it's the way they were raised. If you're raised by...
By a single mother?
Yeah, by a single mother.
Ooh.
If you're raised by a single mother, and in that case, that's wrong. He was raised by two great parents. But if you're raised by a single mother, you never get the proper upbringing from a man in your life.
The male influence.
Yeah, you don't know how to act like a guy, like a real man.
Well, if she's a big whore and has a bunch of guys throughout, you know, the house on a rotating basis, like my mother, you know, then you have a good, solid male figurehead in the house.
Well, I don't think you did. Did you?
There was many of them.
Yeah, but there
were. There was Uncle Jimmy, Uncle Don.
I think you just
Don.
Need one. I think you just need one real.
There was a whole bunch of uncles for me.
Male dude to show
true.
You the ropes. Anyway, so folks, if you had to do this, you had to break up with a heterosexual male friend of yours. I know a lot of guys have to do this, and they're usually pretty funny stories because... Guys don't want to do it, and it comes to the point where you have to do it.
You know, it's so funny, you guys don't even want to break up with a girl, let alone a guy friend.
I know, but, you know, breaking up with a girl is, you know, it's at least, you know, normal.
Cake.
Or if you're a gay dude, you're breaking up with a guy, it's normal. But a heterosexual guy breaking up with a heterosexual guy, it's almost impossible to do because you feel like an a-hole. But they put you in that position of being an a-hole. All right, here are the phone numbers. How do you do it? And if you've done it in the past, how'd that work out? 520-9710. How do you break up with a heterosexual dude, man? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Text him.
Nah, I don't want to. You know, he saves the text and he shows all his friends. Like, look at this idiot, dude.
Well, your choices are voicemail, person to person, email, texting.
Or just write him a letter saying, hey, dude.
And stick it in the mail, the actual mailbox?
Yeah, and I'm out.
Why don't you just tell a friend to tell him?
Nah, I don't think you know, I don't know how to do it. I mean, it is so...
Have a go-between.
But it's something you don't have to, you shouldn't have to do.
No, you should not have to do
you
it.
You know, it's something that you should be able to, you know, you should be able to live your entire life without being surrounded by men who act like women and who are very sensitive. And again, I ain't talking about the gay dudes. Those guys go through the same problems that you go through, the straight dudes. But, you know, at home, they just go home and, you know, they slide into the old sticker. But I'm talking about, you know, guys who are lying in their lives. And the lie is that they pretend to be a heterosexual guy. And reality, they're more like a woman than they are a man.
So they're kind of like pussies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to shut it down because you can't tolerate that in your life. You can't have... A relationship with a guy who's heterosexual and he has more drama and brings more drama into your life than your wife.
That's pretty funny. You know, I have a couple of guy friends that go through various, you know, issues in their lives, and I find myself talking very strongly towards them. Like, not that they're idiots, but, like, sometimes things seem so clear to me, and it's like, dude, get it together. It's very simple. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. That's,
Yeah, that's okay. Thank God I had a lid on that. Lynn Duke, don't worry.
All right, why don't you go take care of that?
Yeah, I'll take care of that, buddy. I'll be right back.
All right, folks. Let's talk to a Jesse in Van Nuys. Jesse, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Great. Thanks, guys, for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, so I wanted to say when you said that that most guys in Los Angeles seem a little too sensitive, and
right.
outside of L.A., it's not the case.
That's correct.
I think it's because, by and large, Los Angeles is the entertainment capital of the world, and most people that migrate to Los Angeles for the entertainment industry are very insecure people and seeking attention and
validation.
And validation, yes, thank you. And that's, you just validated me.
right, but I understand that, and I understand there he goes.
Fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic. I understand that, but this guy that I'm talking about is not in show business.
Oh.
You know, I would understand if the guy was in show business and a complete a-hole, but still, I don't even tolerate that. If a guy, the moment a guy starts acting like a girl, I can't put it back together. I can't put him back into a heterosexual role.
Now, is he not in a relationship? Is there nobody else that he can talk to about his problems?
I think he's in a relationship. I don't know. All right, let's talk to, I think he is. Pete in Costa Mesa, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, dude.
My girlfriend broke up with a dude for this reason, and she's a chick, dude. This dude was acting like a girl, saying, "Oh, what are you doing?" Disinviting people, things like that. Just acting like a total woman, and he's, you know, 36 years old.
Is that right?
Just acting like a little girl. He watches wrestling and all this stuff.
Are you serious?
Yes. Serious. Yeah.
I tell you, dude. I just wanted to comment on that real quick. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks for coming on. Yeah, I guess chicks have to do it, too. How about that? A chick breaks up with you because you're a pain in the ass.
I've done that with people, but I don't break up permanently. Well, actually, I have.
I bet you do.
But I take a little breather. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not like usually a big conversation. It's usually I don't call you, you don't call me. That should be it. It goes on for like a week,
somebody,
a month.
Yeah, but you know what? The guy that I busted up with 10 years ago, he didn't take a hint, and he called me like 25 times, and then emailed me, and his wife wrote
Jesus
me a letter.
Christ.
Now, let me ask you something. What if that guy dropped dead? Would you feel bad?
No, I don't. I'm not into that. If, you know, when people, like, drop dead, or if you haven't had a...
Dude, I got to be honest.
What's
I
the
had
last
a girl
thing you said
that,
to him? I don't buy that.
I had a girl that was sort of the description of what you're saying
right.
about this guy.
And she died?
I kind of avoided the call, and...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, dude.
So long?
And, well, she was murdered. It wasn't even like
Are you
she,
kidding?
You know, accidentally died, you know, with drugs or alcohol.
Oh,
or
boom.
She was murdered. So
is that the one up in Northern California?
Yes. And
yeah,
I felt,
but she, her life was a little crazy.
It was a little crazy. But then that's what I'm talking about. It's distancing yourself from crazy when you can't take it on, when you have your own crap to deal with and
right.
you can't take on someone else's crazy. You have your own.
Well, I understand if you're young and you're crazy. And if anybody who's under 25, if you're completely nuts, I get that. But I'm talking about, you know, people who are in their 30s and 40s.
Oh, yeah, we should have it together.
Yeah. At some point, you've got to put your life together, or at some point, you've got to leave trouble alone. And I think 28 is like the cutoff. You know,
I say 30.
Nah, I don't know.
30. 30,
if you're
you need
older
to really
than,
be a man.
If you're older
at
than 28 and you're still, you know, a lot of turmoil in your life, then you got to really examine what's going on. You know?
Yeah, you got
All
a
right,
point.
All right, how do you bust up with a heterosexual friend, man? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I got to put the screws to one of these guys
oh,
in the next
I
couple
know.
Of days.
Post a video on YouTube, like that chick that wanted to divorce
Sammy.
Her husband.
Sammy.
Just do a video.
Oh,
say, I've had it with you.
Get out of here. All right, Sam Phillips is here, everybody.
Sure.
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the highly rated Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. As uncomfortable as it is for me to say that, I said it. That's written down on the sheet here.
I said
Sam
it, man.
Phillips is with us.
Yeah, buddy.
And real quickly, and then we'll get back to the program here, the ratings came out for Riverside, and we kicked ass in Riverside.
Really?
So, yeah. So everybody that lives in Riverside, a big old hats off to you. Thank you very much. And
that's huge.
It is unbelievable. I mean, we're, you know,
on fire.
kicking ass in Riverside. I don't know why.
They love you.
I don't know why. Maybe like real dudes live out in Riverside.
I was going to say, hopefully none of them ask you for advice.
Oh, yeah. No, guys in Riverside don't ask for advice. They just sit there, drink and smoke and enjoy themselves.
Like real men.
Yeah, it's like real effing guys. All right, you have to break up with a heterosexual friend. I think I got to do that this week. I got to put the screws to another dude, man. This is twice in the last 10 years. I've never done it before. And it only happened
I think
once.
You're jumping the gun, though.
Happened
really
once,
do.
Like 10, 11 years ago, and then it's going to happen again this week, man.
I don't know if you should cut your losses entirely.
No, I just...
Isn't there, like, any part of the friendship that could be salvaged?
No, because it's bordering on... He is so much more irritating than everybody I know.
Combined! Wow.
That's why I got to get out.
Wow.
It's just there's not a casual guy you can hang with. Here's an example. I went to... About 6 months ago, he said, hey, what are you doing for lunch? I said, nothing. He said, let's go to Art's Deli. This is before he got weird.
Gotcha.
And I said, all right, I meet him at Art's Deli at 1 o'clock. But before I got there, a friend of mine who works in the Valley said, what are you doing for lunch? I said, I'm meeting another guy over at Art's Deli. He goes, I'll meet you there. I said, no problem. Then after lunch, the other guy goes, hey, you didn't tell me you're going to bring a friend to lunch. I'm like, God damn, man. I didn't know I have to, you know, I didn't
get
know
your
there was
going
to be RSVP with invitations.
Well, maybe he wanted you all to himself.
Nah, he's just a net moron. Aaron in Santa Clarita, you're on 97.1.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got this boy, and, you know, he's always coming over, drinking my beer, smoking my cigarettes. And, you know, you'll want him to come by, he'll come sit on the steps, wait for you to get home. Just thoroughly irritating.
Jesus Christ.
So we invited him over one day, you know, to drink. And we went out, we found this this huge, humongous, fat gay dude. He must have been close to 400 pounds. And the dude was huge. And we told him, you know, hey, you know, come over, have some beers, and if you want to hit on my boy, go ahead. And it's meant to be, you know, kind of harmless, just make him feel uncomfortable so he won't come around.
Right.
We downed a bottle of Patron, passed out, wake up, man, my boy is covered in hickeys, head to toe. he hightails it out of the place. Next day, his MySpace is gone, his cell phone number's changed, and never heard from the dude again.
How about that, Tim? There's
that's
a suggestion.
What I do. Hey, where's that 400-pound gay dude?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Hopefully he's long gone, too.
I could use his services. That's
so
a classic story,
that's
man.
My
all right, hold on one sec, dude. That's a great call. We're going to give you Charlie Wilson's War on DVD. Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, and Philip Seymour Hoffman in the true story of Charlie Wilson's part in arming Afghanistan in the war against the Soviet Union. Is that a comedy? No? Out now on DVD. So, congratulations.
Wow. That was a great idea.
Yeah, that
How
is
about
a good
something
way
like
to...
that for you, Tim?
Yeah, you'd never get the guy back. Andy in Encino, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, guys, how are you?
All right, baby.
Boy, I'm getting to be a serial breaker-upper. This one gal was basically, she's now like 46, but she's never had a job, and her divorced parents support her, and I couldn't take the downer. She says, I have no life and all this. Well, her mother bought her a brand-new Lexus. It pissed me off so bad because I have a 98. I wrote her an email because I'm a coward. You don't deserve that new Lexus. I do. I can't have you in my life anymore. You think you're entitled, blah, blah, blah. So that's been about 2 years, which is good.
Yeah, but you come off jealous when you do that a little bit. Like, you shouldn't be entitled to the Lexus. I should. But I see your point.
You know, you have no idea. I mean, she had dragged my husband and me into this for like 10 years. And, you know, she might even commit suicide someday. And yes, that'll be awful, but I can't take responsibility.
No, you can't do that. You can't go through life thinking, you know, well, I got to call this guy because he might kill himself. Then how would I feel?
Exactly. So anyway, then I think I'm getting dumped, though, because there was this gal who loved to go shopping with me. And we'd always go shopping and this and that. She didn't return about 4 phone calls, and my husband says, you're so damn needy. Get up.
So I think after, like, the second call, if they don't return it, I wouldn't make another one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then,
hey, listen, I know I've been dumped by heterosexual guys.
Really?
That's true, yeah. I don't know what I did. It doesn't matter. I didn't even call. It doesn't. I don't concern myself. I think that's a victory, too.
So clearly when you don't get a return call, you've been dumped.
Yeah, but that. But
what the hell did I do? I'm a blast. You know what I mean? And then there's this one last one. I don't want to take up all your time. They're my best friend of 20 years. You live in the Valley.
Hey,
I play golf in the Valley.
Sweetie, darling, you can keep talking, but we can't use the foul language.
What did I? I'm sorry. Did I say
Jesus Christ?
You said the S word for crap.
Oh, I'm very sorry. anyway, she used to live in the Valley. So she then, you know, went up in the world and lived in Pacific Palisades, and she'd call me every Monday to say, how can you live in the Valley? It's like so hot. And I said, well, what'd you play golf for? You know, I'm in the air conditioning. I didn't tell you to come here and play golf.
Don't you hate when they rub it in your face, Andy?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, you live next door to Gil.
Oh, boy. Bye, Andy.
Fantastic.
I couldn't take that. Dan in Moore Park, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Tim, is it me? I only call you at the radio station. I won't.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah?
I can't do it anymore, man.
Sam, you want to be over. A friend?
Right, get out of here, you douchebag. What's wrong with you? All right, let's talk to, I can't talk to KC. How about Karen in Northridge? You're on 97.1.
Okay, hi. How are you doing? Why am I saying how you doing? Everybody says that.
No, it doesn't matter. You probably were properly raised.
Well, oh, but that's very kind. I think you are onto something about how guys are raised, the environment in which they're raised. My son, who is 16, has a best friend since kindergarten, and we have loved this guy forever. At one point, we thought, oh, maybe he's, he might be gay. Now we figured out, no, he's heterosexual. He is just a woman. Mm-hmm. And it is because he was raised by his mom.
Ah, yeah. See, I think it's tougher. Jerry, please. I think it's tougher for guys who are heterosexual and act like women than guys that are gay.
Well, clearly.
Or, you know, guys that are gay, you know, they can hang out with other gay dudes, and that's part of the being gay.
The culture?
Yeah.
As being sensitive and understanding and compassionate and sympathetic and empathetic.
A straight guy who acts like a chick is a major turnoff to everybody. And I think it's also a tease to the gays. Because the gay guy's like, well, that guy's gay. Look at the way he's acting. And then he's not.
That's not true.
Oh, that's a big turnoff.
I think it's very sexy when a guy is sensitive.
You do?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I kind of do. Yeah. I like them to be macho. Don't get me wrong. But
you know what, Sam? You are into the gossipy stuff and, you know, who said what about who and, email back and forth. You want to get the right story. You want to talk to everybody. You know, I mean, every time.
You're so funny.
But you do that.
Yeah,
you're all over that.
Yeah, I am.
I mean, it's sort of like a hub at your house.
It's so funny. I've had boyfriends, though, who do not tolerate that at all. Like, if they see the Enquirer come out, oh, are you kidding me? Like, I'm going to the bathroom. F off. I'm allowed to read what I want to on the toilet.
Yeah, but you do have a high tolerance for
drama. I know. I really do. I do. I admit it. But you know what? I'm a good listener.
Yeah.
People don't realize? Like, people call me all the time and bitch and complain about stuff. I'm a sounding board for everybody. But they don't realize sometimes I tune out. Like, I know.
But you know what? Ultimately, when you give somebody advice on what to do with their life, 99% of the time, they're not going to take it. So why give it? It's a waste of time.
That's not true.
Like, I have said to, I've given advice, I guess, over the years to, you know, like a Malibu Dan or, you know, some other, maybe people work at the station or, you know, it's not.
Is it the same advice over
and
over?
No, I mean, like if he has a problem, I'll say, he knows what you should do, bang, 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 because I'm older than he is, right?
Right.
And I don't mind giving, you know, advice to people younger than me because I'm older than them and I've gone through it. And that's why I think, you know, I'd rather have advice from my dad and his friends than, you know, my friends or, you know, my wife's friends because my parents have gone through a lot,
right?
And they have advice that you know has you know made them who they are at that age, which is tough to do. So, and then I you know you give advice to Malibu Dan, and like when here's an example. Okay, the guy was working at the station, Malibu Dan.
Yeah,
and he says, "I need a raise. How should I handle it?"
I remember this,
and I said, "Well, here's what you should do: go to Jack Silver and say you need more money, and see what he says." But don't be an a-hole about it.
Right.
You know, feel him out.
And don't expect miracles.
Right. So he went to Jack, and Jack Silver's advice was, well, if you want more money, go get another job. You know, because he wasn't working during the day.
He
could have got like a day job and then worked here at night.
Yeah.
So Malibu Dan said, what should I do? And I said, dude, I said, you should probably try to get a job during the day, but stay on the show at night. you know, don't leave the show because this is a, you know, a big deal and there's a lot of people who want your job.
Huge opportunity.
And they're paying you a lot of money for doing what you do.
Yep.
And 2 days later, he signs a letter of resignation, slides it under Jack Silver's door. And I said, dude, I said, go get a coat hanger and try to pull that out from under his door. Don't resign, dude. It's a dumb move.
Right.
And he said, no. He goes, I think I'm going to resign. I said, all right, well, it's a really stupid move. Please don't do it. It's the to this day, he'll even admit, it's the dumbest thing he's ever done.
Right.
I mean, so I give him a great advice not to do it.
He should have to your advice.
And he just does it anyway.
You know what? Thank God I didn't listen to your advice years ago. You told me to get out of radio.
Well, I still give you that.
And thank God I still don't listen to you. Because if I listened to you, I'd never be sitting next to you, buddy. Think of the irony of that. I started radio 10, 11 years ago. I was working
for Extra Sports.
I met you and Tom Likas.
Sam,
I was telling you all about my aspirations.
I gave you great effing advice, and you're an idiot. Because I told you, I said, you shouldn't be in radio. You were just years...
Bouncing around, I was so excited.
Yeah, but sweetheart, you were a couple years out of being a playmate, or not a playmate, but a Penthouse Pet of the Year.
Yeah.
Right? Were you a pet of the year?
A pet. That's the whole story.
And yeah. I said, dude, I said, you know, you can get into radio later on when the look slides. But, you know, 10 years ago, you were on top of your game coming out of Penthouse.
I'm still on top of my game.
Well, I mean,
I look hot. Look at me.
I know.
Look,
I know. But there's a ton of breast surgeries that have gone on. I mean, there's, you know...
They still
you
look good.
Admitted that you know your cooter's gone for a 500 guy checkup.
It's not going south exactly. I mean, you know,
well,
it's
I'm
still
not,
intact.
I'm not saying it's south. I'm just saying 10 years ago,
it could have been in
what
a better condition.
Be, you know,
well, yeah.
I mean, 10 years ago.
But thank God I don't need the cooter for radio.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. You should have made a lot of money with that with that put-em of yours and that
it's
cooter.
Too bad I've never made money off of the cooter. I'd probably be in a much better position. I got to tell you. That's where I went wrong all those years ago. Gosh darn it.
All right. If you have to break up with a heterosexual friend because they're a complete douchebag, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And the rule of thumb is if a friend of yours is giving you more problems and more drama than your wife, it's time to throw down the axe, man. And put it right in the back of his skull. How dare guys do that, though? They're so needy that they are pushing you in a position where you got to break up with them. You got to tell them it's over.
It's wrong.
Oh, please. I can't wait to die. Where is that Forest Lawn number? I'm gonna schedule a meeting with them tomorrow. I hear that number on KBC all the
Jesus
time.
Christ.
They're always selling that mortuary up there.
800-866-LAWN.
I'm going to go up there.
That's smart to get a plot early.
My death consultation. Because this will be the death of me. All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly except him.
That's a great deal.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us. Talking about sensitive guys here. Here's a real guy for you, a guy named Ernie Anderson. And we play his drops
Jesus
here all the time.
Christ.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah, that's Ernie Anderson. He was the voice of ABC and Ford and
yeah.
a lot of great TV shows.
Get somebody in here that can that calls horse races.
I was with my dad, another real man on this planet. And we were in, I don't remember where we were. We were golfing or something. It was my dad and Ernie Anderson and myself and some other dude. And Ernie Anderson was wearing pants that were red and white striped, right?
Flashy.
And some guy, I remember exactly what he said. Some guy comes up and goes, man, those are some ugly pants. And his response, like a typical, like, sensitive guy's response was, oh, you really don't like them? Maybe I should change them. I should put on another pair or whatever. His response was to those are the ugliest pants I've ever seen. His response was, yeah, they cover my nuts, don't they?
Wow, that is an extremely macho response. That's what you
Doesn't
expect
matter.
From a straight guy.
They cover my nuts, don't they?
It ain't going to get one more listener.
That is a classic dude. I miss that guy, man. Every time I see a, he used to drive a red Jaguar. And every time I still see a red Jaguar today, I look in to see if that's it, man.
He likes red, huh?
Yeah, he's a good dude. All right, let's talk to Steve in Anaheim. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, man.
Yeah, actually, I got dumped, man.
Dumped by a heterosexual dude?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not gay or anything, you know.
I understand.
Hey, no, what happened was my buddy got married. And the old wife wasn't having it. You know, he was kind of like my road dog. We got in trouble a lot, and she just didn't want me around anymore. And you know, it's kind of funny. He calls me over, says, "Hey, you know, we need to split a six pack." And I said, "Not a problem." Sat down with him. He's kind of standing there with legs, you know, big stride, going, "Look, man, I don't think it's gonna work out, bro." I don't think you know, the wife's really gonna have it, dude. I'm gonna have to ask you, you know, not to really come by.
Dude, there is a great idea for you, Conway.
Get a six pack.
Yeah, split the six pack with your buddy and send
it. It was the last peace offering or something, man.
Yeah, you're breaking bread, the final meal.
Did you give him a hug before you split?
Well, shoot, I was having a great time. We were both on our third beer, and then he broke it down to me, and, man, I was crushed. You know, I just told him, cool, man, that's all you had to say. You should have just given me the sixer. I would have bounced out of it.
So. How about that? Just give a gift with
that's
a note.
Yeah, that's a guy who knows how to take it, man. Take it like a man.
I took it like a man. It hurt.
Is he still with his wife?
Actually, he is, but I think he is. Nobody's seen him.
Now, what if he wants to get back together? Would you get back together?
You know, a lot of trust was lost, Timmy. with people like him, I don't know. With friends like that, you don't need enemies, my friend.
You can't put it back together, huh?
No, man, there's a lot of pieces that are just missing now from our life.
dude, that's classic, man. All right, hold on 1 second, Steve. We're going to give you something here. That's a great call. David Beckham's Life of an Icon on DVD. Look at that.
Wow.
The first unauthorized, unofficial David Beckham biography featuring the defining moments of his career, courtesy of Liberation Entertainment. Unauthorized and unofficial. Look at that. Must be interesting. All right. Have you been dumped, or are you dumping a heterosexual friend? Guys do it all the time. Like that guy's Steve in Anaheim, man.
It seems pretty easy. I think the stance is part of it. Like, you have to take a wide stance.
Yeah, and no, that's not a bad way to do it. Just get yourself a six-pack of beer and tell the guys out. Let's talk to Dottie in Covina. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Dot?
You know, I'm very disappointed in you this evening. I listen to you every night on my way home.
Thank you, ma'am. And is this my wife?
Oh, no, sorry.
I usually don't get this till about 11:30.
Well, okay, here we go. Here comes the downside. 75 to 80% of the time, I agree with you.
Thank you, baby.
Tonight, you are so off base. You are so off base. I married a man who is not afraid to show his feminine side, and it is the most awesome thing I have ever experienced.
Jesus Christ!
He does laundry. He cooks. You know,
I'm not talking about that, dude.
Wait a minute.
I'm talking about the guys acting like chicks.
Okay, but listen. Give me a chance. He does laundry. As he's doing laundry, he can wash my undergarments. I come home and he goes, "Oh, these were worn out." I don't even know what bra size I wear. I don't buy my undergarments. He goes and he buys them. I can come home. There's freshly arranged flowers in the house. Yeah, I mean, it's just awesome. He's so...
Who are you living with? Richard Simmons?
But at the same time, he turns around, works 60 hours a week. Wait a minute.
So when you blow through a pair of panties, And my guess is that it's probably not because of that time of month anymore.
No, it isn't.
Good guess.
Then he wanders out to a Kmart and replaces them?
Victoria's Secret.
Oh, no. Exactly. There you go. Yeah. Victoria's Secret. We don't Kmart.
Yeah, honey.
Come on.
Where are you going, Tim Conway?
The secret there might be the size. Dottie, I think that's a little odd, baby.
But it's not because... He
well, no, sweetheart.
Every need I have.
Sweetheart, it is odd.
And why do you think it's odd? Because you're not in touch with your feminine side?
Yeah.
Yeah, and pretty much. Hey, Dottie, does he have a lot of guy friends? Does he hang out with the boys or only you?
Oh, he does. He's a truck driver.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, you know the classic code, Tim Conway, when a truck driver is kind of like, don't come a knocking because the cab's rocking.
Right.
You hang a pair of panties from the rearview mirror. That means you're taking.
Is that right? Yeah. I didn't know that.
I do.
Yeah, see?
How many times, and ballpark this for us.
Okay.
How many times has your husband been featured on America's Most Wanted?
Never.
Hmm.
He, no criminal record, very smart, very intelligent. He is just a good, well-balanced man.
Tim's having
how
a hard time
married?
Swallowing all this.
Yeah.
We've only been married for a year. I've been with him for 5 years.
Sweetheart, don't call us until you've been married for 5 years. You take care of yourself. Call us back in 4 years.
Dottie, you're great.
Because the first year is the honeymoon period. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 35.
35.
And this is
you sound like you're about 18.
Oh, well, thank you.
80?
No, 18.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I was on your side there for a moment, Sam.
Sammy had there.
I thought
all
he
right,
said
Dottie,
80.
Please.
I thought he was effing with you.
Can't talk to you anymore.
And Dottie, I'm on your side, too.
Husband goes out.
I think that's awesome.
What husband does the loan and then goes out and buys her another pair of underwear if
you
she blows through
it. I bet you Jenny would love it.
I would never do that for anybody.
You wouldn't?
No.
Really?
I don't think I could do it for my grandmother.
Well, that would be creepy.
When my grandmother was
buying her underwear,
yeah, was not feeling well. She said, "You know, go down to Woolworths and get me a 3-pack." I think I'd have to pass. I mean, I'd have to have somebody else do it. I don't know.
It's a little bizarre.
Yeah, but thank God my grandmother never asked that of me.
I think it would be a nice thing for you to do, though, for your wife. It shows forethought
to go down to Victoria's Secret
and
pick
buy some panties.
Up?
Yes, she would probably never even believe it was you who did it if you went and did it.
I know, but that's why I wouldn't do it. Because she'd think it wasn't me, and I'd flipped out. And she'd divorce my ass. She probably would divorce me.
If you went and bought her lingerie?
Yeah.
No,
she'd be like, you...
What'd you do
something's
wrong?
Going on here.
She would wonder what's
happening.
Yeah,
you're in a different relationship with another chick. You got caught, and you just gave me this stuff. I know what's going on here. All right, real quickly, Ray in Artesia. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you?
All right, man.
All right. Yeah, I got two friends recently. Just stopped talking to them because, you know, they're a bunch of douchebags and really sensitive dudes, you know, let their chicks run their life, basically, you know. And, I just stopped talking to him because, you know, he's being a nuisance, too, also, you know, calling me while I'm at work, bothering me, like, you know, smoking all my weed and stuff. And
Well, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and then,
Where did you meet this guy? Like in Long's, picking up his and your prescriptions for antidepressants?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Long's in West Hollywood.
All right, get out of here, dude. Give me that low energy crap. Please. All right, Sam Phillips is with us. She's always nice to see on Tuesday. Nice to see you on Tuesday.
Oh, whatever. See you next Tuesday.
Get out of here,
Sammy. Whatever, buddy.
All right, we have news with Gina Grad coming up, and let's go to the newsroom and check in with her. Gina, what's happening tonight, baby?
Well, Tom Hanks backs Barack Obama through his MySpace page.
Perfect.
And Rosie O'Donnell and Reverend Wright have a lot in common.
Uh-oh.
This and more after the break.
Oh, babo. Is Reverend Wright a lesbian? All right, also the David Letterman Top 10 list is coming up. The top 10 reasons Hillary Clinton loves America. It's hysterical. I heard it before the show. Very funny. You're going to wet yourself. All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.